And number 10, these two questions are absolutely superb for rapid self-development. Ask yourself after every call, what did I do right? And then after you've analyzed the good parts of your sales call, whether it was successful or not, ask yourself, what would I do differently? And review and think about how you would handle it differently next time. Whether or not it was successful, and even if it was successful, especially say, what would I do differently? We know from our work in behavioral psychology that whatever we think about and review, we have a tendency to repeat. If we think about and review our mistakes, we have a tendency to repeat our mistakes. If we think about and review what we did right, and then think about how we would do it better or differently in the future, then that is what we'll do automatically when we go into the next sales situation. Let me give you a distinction between winners and losers in the selling profession. It's a very subtle one. Is that losers are always thinking about and talking about and vividly replaying in their imagination their previous failures. The sales calls that didn't work out, the rejections, the sales deals that fell through. Winners are constantly thinking about, talking about, and reviewing in their imagination their successes, the ones that did work out. And that's why unsuccessful people tend to become more unsuccessful, because they're taping this record under their subconscious programs and replaying it. Successful people tend to become more successful because they're thinking all the time about their successes. This is critically important. And we'll talk about this a little bit later, but that's why it's so important to not get around people who are down on themselves, who are complaining or griping about their industry, because these people will drag you down like a sea anchor. Always associate with people who are positive and upbeat and confident and optimistic about what's going on with their business and with their industry, because it makes an enormous difference in how you feel. And finally, resolve to pay the price to succeed. Resolve to pay the price. I remember Hunt, the great oil billionaire, who started off at the age of 32 as a bankrupt cotton farmer in Arkansas, and by the time he died, he was worth almost $6 billion, and he made it all by himself. He was asked on a television program in the later years of his life, "Mr. Hunt, what advice can you give to other men and women who want to be successful?" And he said, in his whole lifetime, he's only found that there's two requirements for success, and anybody who practices them can be successful. He said, but most people never do. He said, requirement number one is you must decide exactly what you want in life. You must decide exactly what it is you want to do, have, or be. He said, most people never make that decision. They have only vague general ideas of what they want to accomplish. He said, the second thing is you must determine the price you're going to have to pay in order to get what you want, and then resolve to pay that price. He said, those are the two. He said, if anybody ever gets to the point where they know exactly what they want, they never get to the second point of realizing that for everything that we want in life, there's a price. And if we really want to enjoy it, we're going to have to determine to pay the price in advance. Success only comes after you've paid the price, never before. The basic law of all of human destiny is the law of sowing and reaping, which says that you reap exactly what you sow, but you must sow first. Anybody who's ever started a new sales career, as I have many times, has found that the bulk of the business you do in the second 3 months comes from the contacts you made in the first 30 days. Have you noticed that? And that it's really astonishing that that happens to be the case. But if you don't make those contacts in the first 30 days, then you don't reap the harvest of the business that you do in the next 3 months, in the next 3 months, in the next 3 months. So remember, the law of sowing and reaping, paying the price, is absolutely essential. And if you will simply take control of paying the price, which means seeing the people, talking to people, giving professional presentations, starting early and working late, then your success will take care of itself, just like the seed will grow in the soil and give you the harvest.